Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Joseph Bauer. Joseph is the co-author, along with Herman Leonard and Lynn Payne, of the outstanding new book, Capitalism at Risk, Rethinking the Role of Business. And Joe, tell us how we can find your book, please.
I think the easiest way is Amazon. Yeah.
Any of the online bookstores, I'm sure you can find them. Maybe I would think a book of this import would be in the bookshelves if you're at your local bookstore. So check it out, folks. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out and use that to your advantage. Joe, I want to get right back to you. If you remember, I just made you president of the United States.
Right.
And you're now in charge of the economy, as the posters say. What would be If you got Congress and Wall Street and Main Street at your knee, Joe, what would you do?
Okay, so what you've just done is cracked a big piece of the problem, because we always have to remember that under our Constitution, the budget of the United States gets set in the House of Representatives. The president doesn't do it. So if
right.
I've got the House cooperating with me,
right.
then what I want to do is really begin investing in infrastructure, because that's something that we desperately need, and the federal government...
You're talking bridges and roads.
...do it. Bridges, roads, whatever, fixing the dams.
Okay.
I mean,
that sounds like more spending, more government spending.
Well, I think... I'm not as worried about that in the short term,
pardon me, President Bauer, I elected you, President Bauer, to fix capitalism, not so much to fix the roads.
Okay, but I think that I've got to get the I got to get people optimistic instead of pessimistic.
Okay.
I've got people who are frightened.
That's exactly right.
I listened to sensible people saying really silly things, and why? They're frightened.
Right.
They've lost their job. Their wages are low. They look out ahead and they don't see what their future's got to be.
But don't
so we've got to get
but President,
the,
President
the whole
Bauer,
thing turned.
But President Bauer, I'm one of your. I've just made myself one of your advisors. Don't we need to start encouraging and helping the people who create jobs, not the employee? Because the employee will go to work if they're given a job. Shouldn't we focus on the people who create jobs?
Okay, so then the second, I think that what we really need, during the Second World War, the business community, some of its leaders, even when things look difficult, 1942, said, you know, after the war, we can't go back to that terrible period. We've got to figure out how we're going to start growing. And they mobilized tens of thousands of companies to begin making plans to grow after the war.
Right.
And a lot of the prosperity that we experienced had to do with the fact that businesses had plans to hire soldiers coming out of the war. Businesses had plans to convert from doing war things to doing... I think right now we're in a similar situation, and we've got to get companies. You and I were talking a little earlier about hiring people who didn't have the skills coming out of school. Well, companies have to start thinking about how we will cooperate and training people so they have the skills. We can't just wait.
Right.
Companies know are able to train people. Companies are able to educate people. Right now they're not doing it because they're trying to squeeze every penny
but they're doing that because they're hoarding cash, because they're uncertain about the political landscape.
That's right. And those who are listed are also on the exchanges, are also responding to the way they're evaluated.
Right.
Which is
by analysts,
how much money did you... Right. And the analysts. And how much money did you make? And is it more this time than last time?
Right. Right.
And we've got market... We're growing next to nothing, and the markets want stocks to go up 15% a year. You can't do that without cheating.
Which brings us to the problem of Wall Street. Wall Street has structures that drive... They have let me ask you this question. Would you agree with me that Wall Street values are not going to be the kind of values... The current Wall Street values are not going to be the kind of values that will get capitalism back on track?
That's right. Well, Wall Street... The problem is that you can make too much money in Wall Street trading. And if you've got a choice as to how you use your money, do you invest for the long term, and then that may take a little time before it really pays off, or do you trade? Right now, you make more money trading.
And that's where we get into some of the problems that we've got, which is what created some of the challenges that we've had over the last 3 years. Is there a website?
There's one other thing. Let me jump in.
You have 15 seconds, quickly.
Your pension fund is managed that way. You may think that your own pension should be invested for the long term, but it's being managed by people who are being measured quarterly.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a website for the book, Joe?
I'm sorry?
Is there a website for the book?
Not yet. We are really slow. We actually, some of us use pencils here in academia.
Capitalism at Risk. Joe Bauer thinks carbon paper is technology. He'll be back another day. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.